at the end of their lives, what were they doing at the end of their lives? And usually it's a sign of what's really critically important. So for example, even our best friend Steve Jobs, I think he only passed when he was like 50, 55, really sad. Pancreatic cancer. He was, you know, all about the marketing and design elements of things, the iPad, and charting out the future roadmap for Apple. And what did he probably not do? Care about money, logistics, finances, and all the other the things that are very taxing, take a lot of time and mental energy, but are actually not your Archimedes lever. So in life, that's why I think that it's better to put more horsepower into that which you're already really, really good at, and just ignore everything else. It'll be fine, right? Also, one of the things that's very humbling about being here in the mountains, surrounded by these quadrillion trees and rocks, ultimately what you do, this is upside, right? It kind of almost doesn't really matter that much, because you know, you're gonna die, you're certainly gonna make an impact, but then sooner or later people are gonna forget about you and what you did, right? And that's totally cool, right? Like, even nowadays, you know, think about Homer, the epic Greek poet. People think more about Homer Simpson than they do the heroic ancient Greek, right? And also even Steve Jobs, right? Ain't no young kid know who Steve Jobs is. And even if they do, they just like, oh, wasn't he like an asshole? Is pretty much his legacy, right? Even like, I think if you ask the average middle school, high school kid who's the CEO of Apple, I don't think people really know or care. Even nowadays, Michael Jordan, right? Kids don't know who Michael Jordan is, MJ is. They know the Jordan sneakers, but they don't actually know that the Jumpman logo is based off of the real human being. And also they don't know or care that he's still alive. So essentially what I mean is all is fleeting, etc. But just because that's the case doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to attempt it, right? So for example, I do a lot of these vlogs, YouTube videos. I do it mostly for my own entertainment and for the chance that even one other human being on planet Earth will find some sort of motivation or interesting thoughts from it. And you know, like some of the videos I upload, right? I get like 3 views, 5 views, 10 views. And then the question is it still worth it? I think so. Like, what if one of those people who watch your video was like Kanye or Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or Joe Rogan, whoever, right? Well, look at all the, some crouching tiger, hidden dragon. So I think it's worth it. And I think that's also the problem with metrics, right? Is that we make the foolish, naive thought that more is better, but that's actually not the case, right? Like, would you, this is, pardon the crude analogy, but assuming you want to maximize your sexual satisfaction, right? Would you rather prefer 100,000, you know, average looking human beings or below average looking human beings, or the one most beautiful human being on the planet? Probably the second, right? Or similarly speaking, would you rather want 1,000 Honda Civics or a single McLaren or a Lamborghini? Probably the latter, right? So caring about numbers and views and stuff like that, I think it's actually it's a dismotivator for us. So another way to become more creatively productive, whatever, is get rid of our dismotivators, things that make us either feel depressed or dismotivated. For me, it tends to be metrics, right? Like, you know, I try to hide and block the views and things as much as I can, but always accidentally, I kind of sometimes look at it, and of course, like, you know, makes you feel like a little bit depressed, but still, like, if you think about long-term, you know, even if you think about the Spartan 300s, right? King Leonidas, the 300 uber elite Spartan men soldiers, as far superior than just having a million slavish Greek the Persian soldiers, right? So if you want some motivation, better to just watch the movie 300. And also the thing that's interesting is at the end of the story, and actually, believe it or not, it's actually based on a true story. You know, King Leonidas and his 300 die, right? And yet, when you look at history, they are valorized because, not because they won or lost, it's just more of like how much courage and chutzpah and manliness and badassery they exhibited. Even something that people don't know is when, you know, the ancient Greeks tried Socrates for corrupting the youth, which he probably did, they put him to death. You know, everyone's like, oh, Socrates, you gotta think about your kids, like, don't drink the hemlock. But he's like, my legacy is more important than my children. And he essentially downed the hemlock, right? And apparently he actually didn't like his wife Xanthippe too much either. But anyways, but ultimately all that tends to be quite superficial in so far much as at the end of the day, it almost don't really matter too much. Love this big ass rock. It's gonna stay around a lot longer after I'm dead. But anyways, so when it comes to live things and stuff like that, opt for bad and just do it, just publish it, just get it out there.